This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome. So last week, Parshas Pinchas, we learned something on the Haftarah of Pinchas, which there are times we do lay in the Haftarah of Pinchas, but this year, Parshas Pinchas was what we call the first of the Gimel de Paranusa, the first of the 3 weeks of punishment. We know that the Haftarah that is laid every week was not really mandated by the Chazal. Chazal said you lay in a Haftarah, but they didn't say what to lay in. And it was up to the discretion of the Chachamim to choose an appropriate Haftarah, provided that it's connected to the Parsha, provided that it's a minimum of 21 Psukim. But the most important Haftarahs of the year are actually the three Haftarahs of punishment of the 3 weeks, and the seven of Nechama, and then the two of Tshuva, because these were legislated by Chazal themselves, to the point that if you miss one, if a Tzibor misses one, they have to make it up. So for example, if for whatever reason, they didn't lay in the right Haftarah. Let's say last week, the Shul blew it. They lost the Ezra's Torah Luach, and they lay in the Haftarah Pashas Pinchas. So you come to Shul this week, you have to lay in two Prakim of Yirmiyah. You lay in Perek Aleph for last week, and Perek Beis for this week. Okay, so one of the Yirmiyah we know is the Navi of disaster, so to speak. He's the Navi that prophesied the impending Chorban Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see why specifically he was chosen for this job. And Yirmiyah actually cursed the day of his birth. Yirmiyah, we have five psukim in Yirmiyah where he curses the day of his birth. The reason he cursed the day of his birth is what day of the year was he born? He was born on Tisha B'Av. Well, we have a pasuk in the Haftarah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Hei, B'terem et sarcha v'abeten yedaticha. Before I fashioned you in the womb, I loved you. U'v'terem teitzei meirechem hikdashticha. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. Navi lagoyim nesaticha. A prophet to the nations, I have made you. So what is the Navi telling us? That before I fashioned you in the womb, I loved you. One individual who the Navi expressly tells us that the Ribbono Shel Olam loved him was Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo was born, the pasuk says, "Vayinachim David es Basheva ishtai." David consoled his wife Basheva. Vayavoy eleva yishkavima. He was with her. Vateled bein. She gave birth to a son. Vayikra shemay Shlomoi. He called his name Shlomo. Vashem ahevay. God loved him. We don't have that expression about others. Maybe about Avram Avinu, where the Navi says, Avram, Oyavi. Vayishlach b'yad Nosan ha-Navi. He sent word to the Navi Nosan. Vayikra Hashema Yedidya ba'avor Hashem. He named him Yedidya because of God. Let me tell you another introductory remark about Yirmiyah ha-Navi. Yirmiyah in Perek Chav, Pasuk Yedalad through Yirches, Yirmiyah says as follows, Or hayoyim asher yuladati bay. Cursed is the day that I was born. Yoyim asher yuladasni imi. The day my mother bore me, al yihi baruch, should not be blessed. Oror ha'ish, cursed is the man. Asher bisar asavi leimar yu'alecha ben zachar. Cursed is the man who told my father, you gave birth to a son. Sameach simchahu. So in other words, Yirmiyah HaNavi is cursing the day of his birth, cursing the one who told his father that he was born in Pasuk Yerches, Lama zem eirechem yatzasi. Why did I have to come out of my mother's womb? Lirois amal v'yagain, to see toil and sorrow. Vayichlu b'voishas yamai, and my days were spent in shame. Based on the above, the Ben Ishchai in his commentary, Berachas Chaim, says something incredible. He quotes the Arizal, and the Pri Eitz Chaim in Shar Kriya Shema, that Yirmiyah HaNavi was the Gilgal of none other than Shlomo HaMelech. Amazing idea. That Yirmiyah was the reincarnate of Shlomo. And the reason is, it was from God, U'me'ez Hashem ho'yisazoy, she'haboyne beis hamikdash, hu yisnave al chorben beis hamikdash. The one who built the temple would prophesy on the destruction of the temple. The yechrav v'yamav, and it will be destroyed in his days. Why? Because Iker Haftachasa Yisbarachi al Binyan Bayashlishi. When God told Shlomo about the Beis HaMikdash, the main promise was for the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibaneh, which is will come down from heaven. Now we know, it says about Shlomo HaMelech, he called him Shlomo and God loved him, and he called him Yedidya because of God. This is what Hashem tells Yirmiyah. B'terem etzarcha v'abetim yidaticha. I knew you before you were fashioned in your mother's womb. What did God mean when He told Yirmiyah, I knew you before you were fashioned in your mother's womb? I've seen you before. You're Shlomo HaMelech. Not only that, u'v'terem etzarcha v'abetim, I've sanctified you. I loved you. Hashem is saying, Yidaticha, I loved you. How do I know that Hashem loved him? Because he's Shlomo, and it says about Shlomo, v'Hashem ahivo. And even before you came out of your mother's womb, I sanctified you. Now listen to this. Yirmiyah cursed the day he was born. So did that klala accomplish anything? Was it effective? Did it devolve? No, it accomplished nothing. How's that? Because a klala can only be effective on something that's fertile ground for klala. But if it had already been sanctified before the klala took effect, so the klala has nothing to be effective on. So even though Yirmiyah cursed the day of his birth, but the klala did not accomplish anything because he had already been sanctified before he left his mother's womb. And now the klala cannot take effect because that day that he was born is like nothing because he had already been sanctified from the time of Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore, says the Ben Ishchai, if you take the gematria, the word Yirmiyahu, and you take the gematria of Shlomo, Shlomo is 375, and you subtract 271, right? You get 375 minus 271 is what? 104, you get the gematria Manoach, peace. There you have it. So this is the pshat that Yirmiyah is saying, God tells Yirmiyah, before you were fashioned in the womb, I loved you. How's that? Shlomo HaMelech. Before you came out of your mother's womb, you were sanctified, and therefore your curse on the day of your birth was never effective. Okay, let's move on. Hashem tells Yirmiyah, Al tira mipneim, fear not. Ki itcha ani, I am with you. But it could also be read, I am in you. To save you, says God. Says the Ben Ishchai. What's his name? Yirmiyahu. With a vav. So that means most of the Shem Havaya is in his name. So he says, don't be afraid. Ki itcha ani, I'm with you. My name is in your name to guard you. Says Noam Hashem, says the Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Wasn't Yirmiyahu put in prison?
Yes, he was. But luckily, Hashem sent a man of color to rescue him. Okay? Let's continue. Just be careful here. So, number 7. Vayihi dvar Adonai elai lemor ma'ata roye Yirmiyahu vayimahar. Ma'akel shakeid ani roya. God says to Yirmiyah, what do you see? And Yirmiyah says, an almond branch I see, a blossoming almond branch. Vayoy meradoy no elai tafto lerois kishoy keid ani aldvari lasoy soy. God said, you saw good, because I am being diligent and quick to bring my word to fruition. Then God says, he says, what do you see, Yirmiyah? And I saw a cedar, a boiling, bubbling pot. And it's faced from the north. So, Hashem said the evil will start from the north. So Yirmiyah sees two visions, a staff of an almond tree and a boiling pot. And for some reason, Yirmiyah did not want to go and give over the message of this prophecy. And Hashem said, no, you have to go. What was the meaning of the staff that was blossoming almonds? So by the way, Rashi says the meaning is an almond takes 21 days to blossom, and this was a nevuah of the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzarim. But we're going to explore this further. And furthermore, what did Yirmiyah see with this bubbling pot?
It
Didn't the tragedy come from the north? The destruction?
Yeah, what does that have to do with the pot, though? Why a pot?
The pot is boiling. It's,
why a pot? What's the meaning of the pot?
Bad.
How does a pot? Maybe in your house, in my house, when I see a pot, it's a good thing, you know? I like the food that they serve.
It's going to pop over.
No, you know, the more, the louder the bubbles, the better the food tastes, you know? So, where else in Tanakh do we find a staff blossoming with almonds? Aron HaKohen. The Hashem says, everyone bring their staff into the entrance of the Mikdash, the Mishkan. V'haya ho'yesh asher evchar boi ma'atehu yifrach. Where in Tanakh do we find a pot? Well, interesting. Yisroel tells Moshe, now that I saw that the Egyptians were drowned, I see the greatness of God. In the matter that they planned came upon them. The Egyptians tried to drown us, and they were drowned. But the lashon that the Gemara says in Saita of Kibadavar Asher Zadu Aleihem, Bekedera Shebishlu Ba Nisbashlu, in the pot that they try to cook us, they were cooked. How do we see in the word Zadu a language of a pot? How do we know the word Zadu is the lashon of a Kedera? It says Vayazed Yaakov Nazid. So based on this, the Ben Ishchai has a very interesting interpretation of the prophecy of Yirmiyah. Look at number 12. He quotes the Sefer Yad Yosef, which he said he didn't have a chance to look at length, only briefly. He says, I saw that he explains as follows. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what are you seeing that you don't want to go? Because Yirmiyah was reluctant to deliver the message. He saw something that made him hesitate. So The Ribbono Shel Olam asks Yirmiyah, what did you see that you don't want to go? So Yirmiyah says like this, I saw a makel shaked. You know what Yirmiyah saw? Yirmiyah, what did Yirmiyah do for a living? What tribe was he from? He was a Kohen. Min ha-Kohanim asher ba'anosois. He was a Kohen. And the last time someone from my family had a stick, you demonstrated Ribbono Shel Olam when they challenged the kahuna of Aaron, so everyone gathered Pesach Hayom Ma'ed, and Aaron put a stick, and his stick blossomed, nobody else's stick blossomed, and the next day, what? They complain again. So what does the stick symbolize? That God's miracles are ineffective in the eyes of the people. So Yirmiyah says, this is the sign you're showing me. To me, this means that the people are going to be stubborn, and they give me a hard time tomorrow. That's why I don't want to go. So Yirmiyah says, Makel Shoked, I saw the Makel Shoked, my grandfather Aaron. Kolaymar, this nation are Kashim Lahamim, they don't believe anything. The last time Ribbono Shel Olam, you made an ice on the Kuhuna, it says, V'hoya ish asher evchar bai mateo yifrach. And the next day, they took the stick, and it was hoitzi parach, v'ayotze tzitz, v'yigmol shkedim. There was a miracle. V'im kozeh, there were people who didn't believe. They said it was magic. They said it was sleight of hand. So what did Ribbono Shel Olam have to say? Okay, take the stick, put it in the Mishkan, and let it stay there forever. Why? Because there's a principle that magic only lasts for 12 hours. So if it was sleight of hand, then it would have faded after 12 hours. So what do you see from here? That a Navi can make a miracle, and people are not impressed. That's why Yirmiyah says, I don't want to go. Because if the image that I'm seeing is the stick don't work. The stick only was working because he had to preserve it for beyond 12 hours. When I see this image of the blossoming almond tree, I remembered their stubbornness, that you needed to make a takana for their amuna, that the makal shaked should remain there forever. Therefore, I don't want to do the shlichus. How are they going to believe my shlichus? That I'm a navi. Okay, so says the Ben Ishchai, this is a very beautiful pshat in the first vision of Yirmiyah, but with the utmost respect and request for forgiveness from the Kvod HaTorah of the Sefer Yad Yosef, I do not like his second commentary on the searing pot, on the pot, the bubbling pot, because he says that represents Moshe's anger. And therefore, says the Ben Ishchai, I would like to offer another suggestion into what the bubbling pot means. Hashem said, what do you see? What else do you see that you don't want to go? V'oimar sir nafuach ani roya. I see a bubbling pot. I see engraved an image before my mind's eye, a bubbling pot. And the last time there was a bubbling pot in the Torah, you made it for Paraya Mitzrayim when you drowned them in the Yam Suf. Because we find that the drowning of the Mitzrayim in the Yam Suf is analogous to a pot, like it says, B'davar Asher Zadu Aleim, and as the Gemara compares it in Saita to a bubbling pot. Now, what were the Jewish people's reaction when the Egyptians were bubbling in the Yam Suf? Did they believe or did they not believe? No, it says in Tehillim. Vayamru al Yam b'Yam Suf, they rebelled. They're maminim ve'inam maminim. When the Jews came out of the Yam Suf, they said, just like we went through the Yam Suf, the Egyptians went through the Yam Suf. So the last time you made a miracle of a bubbling pot, God, it didn't work.
That Shira. Egyptians were killed. What do you mean it didn't work?
That didn't work when they came out of the Yam Suf.
They weren't chasing them anymore, and they sang Shira.
Yeah, after they saw them dead, they sang Shira. But before they saw them dead, they said, I don't believe God made a miracle for us. The same way He split the sea for us, He made another path for the Egyptians. It says, Vayamru al Yam b'Yam Suf. It says the Jews were miktanei amana. They said, Kishem sha'anu oilu mitzad echad, kach mitzuyim oilu mitzad acher. Until Hashem had a command, the minister of the Yam, that he should expectorate the Egyptians and they would see them dead. So when Yirmiyah said, I saw a boiling pot, I remembered the boiling pot of the Mitzrayim that was in front of the eyes of all of Israel, which was a great Peleh. V'im kol zeh hayu boi panim. Look in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in 7, Upanav mibnei tzafayna. They were punim here. Meaning they were different, there was still a take on it. They weren't convinced that it was an authentic miracle. Now where did this other way of looking at it come from? Mibnei tzafayna. V'im kol zeh hayu bay panim perosh tam ve'emes la'ois. Mibnei tzafayna. Tzafayna is the lashon of the Yetzer Hara, who's called tzafayni. Like it says, V'eshat Sifoni Archik Me'alechem, the Navi Yoel says. We have it here on the sheet in number 11. One of the things that the Yetzer Hara is called is the Sifoni. V'eshat Sifoni Archik Me'alechem. The Yetzer Hara is called the Sifoni. So Yoel, Yirmiyah is saying, despite the fact that you made a bubbling pot, the Jews didn't believe in it. They try to explain it with various false interpretations, that just like we're going on one side, the Mitzrayim are not being completely cooked, they're coming out on the other side. So if they didn't believe in the stick of Aaron, Yirmiyah says, and they didn't believe in the pot of the Yam Suf, why are they going to believe in me, says Yirmiyah. So now the question is, so how did Hashem address these two concerns of Yirmiyah? So this is the final paragraph. V'amar lai Hashem Yizbarach, the Blessed One be He said, Al Hamara Harishain, regarding the first image, that you saw the staff of Aaron, you saw good, because I'm being diligent about my word. Roitza Loimar, meaning, Zeh Hamara Shalmak El Shaked, this image of the blossoming almond staff, Asher Netzar Le'inecha, that you envisioned, is not like Kadesh Tizgar Mak El Shaked Shal Aaron Zekenecha. I showed you the blossoming almond staff, not for you to remember the staff of your grandfather. And now that you should be afraid that, that just like they didn't believe it then, they're not going to believe it for you. Loichein, 2 lines down. Ela zeh amara nitzar le'inecha. Lirmoz l'cha al devari. This image was shown to you to allude to my word. Hudvar ha-paranos, the punishment she'atam esnave, that which you prophesy about, shoiket ani la'asoysay, I will be diligent to carry it out, and it will not take long. And regarding the second image of the bubbling pot, Hashem Yisbarach said, this image that you engraved before your eyes, it was not to envision this, the small emunah of the Jewish people when they saw the boiling, bubbling pot of the Egyptians in the Yam, but rather to show you the paranos that is in store for Klal Yisrael now. Hinani kari l'chol mishpachas ma'am l'chol sefayna, that I'm going to summon the nations from the north, namely Babel, to punish the Jewish people. But this is a very interesting interpretation, firstly, of what the Ibn Shah means when he tells Yirmiyah, I loved you from the womb, I sanctified you from the womb, because you're really Shlomo HaMelech, and A, I loved you from before, and B, the klala that you cursed the day of your birth will be ineffective, and two, the vision of Yirmiyah of the flourishing almond tree, which sort of reminded Yirmiyah of the Jewish people's rebellion even after the flourishing of the staff of Aaron, and the bubbling pot, which represent the bubbling Yamsuf, which the Jews did not believe in God even after that particular miracle. Okay, so these are just some thoughts on the Haftarah, the first week of the Gimel de Paranusa.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.